I'm here. I've come back. I'm all right. Peter, Susan, Edmund.
Keep your voice down, Lucy.
But I've come back.
What on earth are you talking about?
Haven't you all been wondering where I was?
So you've been hiding, have you? Poor old Lou. Hiding and nobody noticed. You'll have to hide longer than that if you want people to start looking for you.
But I've been away for hours and hours.
Batty, she's gone quite batty.
What do you mean, Lou?
What I said. It was just after breakfast when I went into the wardrobe. And I've been away for hours and hours and had tea and all sorts of things have happened.
Don't be silly, Lucy. We've only just come out of that room a moment ago. And you were there then.
She's not being silly at all. She's just making up a story for fun, aren't you, Lou? And why shouldn't she?
No, Peter, I'm not. It's a magic wardrobe. Come in. Come in and see. There's a wood inside it, and it's snowing, and there's a fawn and a witch, and it's called Narnia. Look, go in and see for yourself.
All right, all right.
Well?
You goose, it's just an ordinary wardrobe. Look, there's the back of it.
She's right, Lou. Feels like the back of a wardrobe to me as well.
What?
It was a jolly good hoax, Lou. You'd really taken us in, I must admit. We half believed you.
I didn't.
But it wasn't a hoax at all. Really and truly. It was all different a moment ago. Honestly, it was. I promise.
Come, Lou. That's going a bit far. You've had your joke. Hadn't you better drop it now?
But it wasn't a joke. It was real. It was. It was.
Oh, dear. What's gotten into her?
Lucy, what are you doing? Come on in. The water is perfect.
No, thank you.
Now look, you're not going to waste these beautiful days sitting and pouting, are you?
I'm not pouting.
Then let's go into the wood and find some of those birds we were talking about. How about that?
I'd really rather not.
Lucy, this is silly. You're going to spoil the summer for us all if you persist in pouting over a bad joke. It isn't worth it.
It wasn't a joke. I keep telling you.
Hey, Lucy! Did you explore the cupboards in the kitchen? There may be some new worlds in them you can discover.
Stop it, Edmund.
Oh, I have a rather large desk drawer in my room. Maybe you could find a small island in it.
That's enough, Edmund! Lucy, please come and play.
No, Peter. Thank you anyway.
Suit yourself.
Of course, it would be raining.
Don't start your grumbling again. We've had days and days of glorious sunshine.
What are we going to do? And don't say we've got the wireless and lots of books.
How about a game of hide and seek?
That would be fun.
Lucy?
I suppose.
Who'll be it first?
All right, I will.
Then let's go.
One. Two.
Lucy, what are you doing in here?
I'm looking for a place to hide.
Going back into the old wardrobe, are you? Susan will never find you in that country of yours.
Stop teasing me.
Here I come.
Shh. I think I hear Susan coming. Hurry, get in.
Don't be cruel.
I'm not. Now go in. I'll follow. Hurry, before she finds us.
Well, all right. But don't close the door.
Of course not. Besides, if I close the door, then won't it block out the light to your magical country? There's an idea. Let's close the door and see if your country's thrown into darkness. Lucy? Look, there's no point in being quiet in the back. I know you're in here. Even if I can't see you, I can still find you. This is a large wardrobe. Lucy? It's too dark. Where's the door? I can't find the door. Lucy? Lou? Where are you? I know you're here. A light. Thank goodness. The door must have swung open on its own. This isn't the room. It's a wood. I'm in a wood. Lucy? Lucy? This is remarkable. Ooh, it's cold too. Lucy? It's Edmund. I'm here too. I'm in your country. Oh, don't be angry with me. I believe you now. You were right all along. Do come out. I'm sorry, Lucy. Oh, just like a girl, sulking somewhere and won't accept my apology.